You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start with how the markets have been moving throughout the day, and it has been quite the day. I don't know if there is any real hope in today's market movements, but I'm joined on the line by Pietri Redlinges, founder at Herenia Capital, to take a look at the market movements and try and make sense of them. Good evening, Marmalade. Nice to speak to you again. It's another bloodbath on the markets. Was there any green at all, apart from purple?
Jimmy, good evening. Thank you for having me. And I'll be honest, not on my watch list. but I can do a quick scout for you just to see if we can find any. I'll just quickly have a look at the.
I'm having a quick look as well. Yeah, guys like Brimstone and Calgro are in the green. But let's look at the markets and just try and make sense of what's happened today. I'm thinking it's probably something to do with overall risk sentiment around the world. Everybody might be in a bit of a risk-off kind of mood. And that might be sort of why emerging markets might not be attractive. But other equities are also in the red.
Yeah, I mean, I think we spoke about this the last time we spoke, where we were kind of scratching our heads going, you know, why is the market still going up? Economically, you know, the fundamentals of this place looks a lot worse than what the market performance is. And now, you know, finally the market starts to crack. So you see a couple of things happening. Well, oil slightly softer, but relatively stable. Gold price actually positive again by 0.3%. Equities, risk assets, Bitcoin, for example, just absolutely getting decimated. It seems the US for the moment is relatively flat. It does just seem that the risk sentiment is kind of catching up to the market, right? We have the situation where inflation in the US is not stopping. I think most participants, you know, myself included, was kind of expecting the Fed to, you know, start cutting interest rates fairly soon. And they basically said, look, we're maybe not going to cut at all, or maybe even only one cut this year. So all of these things is kind of acting as a bit of a headwind. Plus, we had some events over the weekend that, you know, in the Middle East that puts upward pressure on commodities, as well as, you know, oil and energy and gold price or precious metals. As you know, the escalation in that region seems to be escalating, or the conflict in that region seems to be escalating. So it seems as though there's just a lot of fear in the market. And if we look sort of at something like the VIX as a measure of that, the VIX is still relatively low, right? So if you look at you know, the good old fashioned VIX, we're sitting currently at 18.36. or just under 19, let's put it that way. And I mean, if we get the VIX to come up all the way to around 35, it's not that high, but the markets really have to fall extremely hard. And I think that we've had a situation where volatility in the market has been so low for a very long period of time without a major sort of spike in volatility. If that, you know, really starts to get going, I think we might see the market pull back significantly. I mean, I want to say our hope at this point is that the market, particularly the S&P 500, pulls down another sort of 350 points from here to about 4,700 index points. For context, in percentage terms, that is another 7.5% that we would like to see the market come down. The reason is, you know, there's moments like these where the markets are somewhat tumultuous, creates big opportunities, right, for those who are willing to take them. So, you know, from our perspective, we're kind of saying, you know, cheering it on, let the blood flow for now. We want an opportunity to buy stocks around the sort of longer term moving averages and at fairer valuations.
Pietri, how do you stem the bleeding? I mean, if markets are to continue falling here, where do they stop? Because I don't know if we're even still pricing in a soft landing or any form of landing by the US, but clearly if markets are going to go through a time where they are struggling for positive sentiment, we could see that we could be in a very interesting sort of middle of the year, Q2 going into Q3, and then you could see, again, the second half of the year being that rocket of a year towards the end of the year, and that could put a lot of pressure on the markets in the short term.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think the key here is to just hang on to cash. I don't want to talk our book, you know, too much, but we've done, you know, I think even the last time we spoke a lot about gold. So we've let go of some of the gold holdings, essentially lightening the book a bit and just increasing the cash holdings so that if the market falls here, the primary thing you want is you want dry powder, right? So eventually, if the market comes down another 7 to 10%, say from where it is now, you're going to have things that have pushed, way beyond what they're worth. Like if you look at a move like on Sasol today, for example, Sasol. Oh, I don't even know where it ended. It was hard to watch. Let me just quickly have a look. I think it was down somewhere around 7% at one point.
Start ended out 5% in the red.
Five percent down, right? For me, that feels like a lot like an overreaction. The rand is weaker. The oil price is mostly stable. Sasol got smashed. I think what that is a, it's sort of evident that there's nothing that got spared, except the stuff that had really good results. Everything else, it's just panic selling, right? That people are just dumping their stocks. Now, we saw some positive news flow around Sasol and the Secunda plant and all that stuff. If you look at Sasol's share price and it's trading at around a 3 PE, there's no reason it should be down 5% today. So those are the types of opportunities you want to be able to take by having cash available to do that, right? Will Sasol end here and tomorrow bounce? I don't know, probably not. Maybe there's a little bit more of panic that spreads. We'll see how the US trades this evening. We'll see how Asia trades tomorrow morning. But essentially, when the risk-off sentiment eventually comes, which it feels like it's now here, the thing that we should do as investors is really sit back and start looking for bargains, right? There are things that we want to buy. There are companies that we've wanted that we feel is, are too expensive or prices too high for us to be able to get. Things like Naspers, for example. We could get Naspers below 3,000 rand a share again. We could get Sasol, slightly lower down again. There are some stocks that you might want to buy that you'll have an opportunity to do in the next couple of weeks.
Speaking of no one being spared and things potentially becoming bargains, what are your thoughts on transaction capital? I noticed today they were down to 2 rand 40, and obviously following that unbundling last week of WeBuyCars, we expected them to come down to the 3 rand 50, 3 rand 60 range-ish, and it did. The share price sort of held there, but you said something very important earlier about no one being spared. Is this just evidence of no one being spared, or is there more to look at there with today's move?
A couple of things. I mean, it's down what 15.8% on the day. That's brutal. Transaction capital makes me sad because a number of years ago, it was like the darling of the market, right? And it performed really well, and it was hit after hit after hit, right? They had the SA Taxi business that was really doing well. The debt collection business was really doing well. And then the pandemic, unfortunately, just, I guess it's an appropriate pun, made the wheels fall off the bus or the taxi in this case. And unfortunately, Transaction Capital has, since fallen on its sword. It's bought WeBuyCars. WeBuyCars, it's very exciting for most people, I guess, not really our flavor. I think they buy more cars than they sell, which is a bit of a problem. So I think the Transaction Capital is one of those things where there were some stories going around with, they might be selling another business and they'll be only left with one, and then they might as well rename themselves. I don't know that there's at the moment anything that I would be doing with Transaction Capital. I mean, if you look at this share price now, it's kind of, as far as I can tell, the lowest it's ever been, right? I think it listed somewhere around 8 rand or whatever the case, or 10 rand, or 8 rand, I think was the listing, is now 2 rand 40. Obviously, okay, this is post the unbundling of WeBuyCars, so there's a lot of value lost there. So I don't know. I think if you are willing to take a binary bet here, let's say you put some money into Transaction Capital, 50-50 chance you either lose all of it or you double your money, right? That's kind of the way that I'm looking at it now. So for now, I would truly avoid it.
Very interesting take on that. Pietri, before I let you go, CPI thoughts for tomorrow. We've got CPI coming out tomorrow in South Africa. We saw in the US we had missed those expectations. What are your thoughts about tomorrow's figure?
I'm not optimistic. I think inflation remains higher than what we expect. I've had to, venture into the shops over the last few weeks, and I tell you, things have gotten more expensive than when I remember the last time I had to buy these types of products. So I feel that inflation is probably going to remain high, and we are not likely to see any interest rate cuts. At least that's my sort of opinion at the moment.
I certainly think interest rate cuts are off the table for the interim period, especially with everything we know that's happening in the US. But we'll keep an eye on these and other developments. Thanks so much, Pietri, as always, for those insights and for your time. As Pietri Redlinghuis, who is the founder of Herenia Capital, joining me to reflect on the market movements for today.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.